Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's up, everybody? We're here. Really needs no introduction. We got the winner, and we do this every year, Taylor. So we got to say it. This is the first time we get to say it. Taylor, welcome to the winner circle, girl. Congratulations.
Oh, baby. Masterful. Here we are. Thank you.
Masterful. You're now part of it. By the way, we've been on with Xavier for about 40 minutes. He actually broke down his tears.
All the way up.
Just talking about you, your win, what it meant to him to see this go forward. Yeah. You definitely have to connect with him after. It really
Tiffany
it
means as well a lot to immediately because Tiffany has been like in your corner the entire season. She's on the winner's circle with us as well. She adores you. Tiffany adores you.
Oh my God.
Your biggest
there
fan.
So many times in this game, I thought I was letting Tiffany down. So hearing that just
she,
made my
so
entire.
So let me tell you this right off the bat. She heard that and she had an episode and that hurt. She was like, I cannot believe that she feels that way because like she loves you. So you guys obviously square that away immediately, but she heard that and like that hurt because she was like, oh my God, I adore Taylor and I would never want her to feel that way. So you guys will square that away on your own, but
she loves you, biggest supporter. She's out in LA. So you're probably going to see her before you go home. Cause she's out there. She was at the finale.
I'm
so I'm
going
sure
to go out tonight. So maybe I'll see her tonight.
You probably will. Cody, you want me to go first with the first question or you want to go first?
All you.
Okay, so Taylor, we have a couple questions. All these questions were selected by the people in the chat room right now. Like I was telling you before we start recording, over 10,000 people in here just to watch you, to talk to you right now. They're commenting like crazy. I can't even read it.
They're going berserk. You're the queen.
They're going berserk. You're the queen. You're definitely the queen. All right, so first question. First question right here we have, this is probably a question you already got. I don't know if you know this or not, but Julie asked Joseph when he got evicted what he thought about you and what he thought could happen. And his response was simply, I hope she hits me up after the show. It sounds like he wants to see where things go. We know there was a brief showmance between you and Monty in the house. Now, obviously, you're still, like you said, it's still early. But is there anything where you see a future with maybe you and Joseph that you would possibly pursue down the road? Because I don't know if you could see his face, but there's definitely something there with Joseph, for sure, as far as you're concerned.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Amira, classic Amira, she just outed the hell out of me and Monty there. On the live show. I was like, well, damn, girl, come on now.
Yeah.
And it was tough because I saw Joseph's face in that moment, and that was devastating for me because I have such a soft spot for Joseph. And Monty and I had a really great connecting moments. I don't know if that's going to be a long lasting thing for us. I think we connect and match in some ways and not so much other ways. Whereas Joseph, he's the lover boy that I've wanted, I've been looking for. So
he's a lawyer.
You heard it here.
He's
first,
a lover boy and a lawyer. How the hell can you be mad about that? You know?
So Taylor,
hey, I gotta tell you to make you feel to make you feel a little easier on Amira, just so you know you're gonna find this out. But when Alyssa went to the jury house, she actually told the jury house that you and Monty were hanging out together and Joseph was heartbroken. His face. So you guys will have a talk. Listen, your big brother house, Cody and I understand it's different when you're in that house. So you start to lose your sense of everything in the outside world.
A long time. Okay. So,
Taylor, the way I described it when we covered it on the winner circle is I was like, I felt like Taylor just needed to just like crack her neck. And she cracked her neck. And then I think she was like, good. She straightened it out. She aligned herself good. She was ready to rock. That's what it felt like for me. Well, I mean, you know, but you're amazing. So the next question we have was
no, I like
your speech the way that you answered your questions, Taylor, and your final closing speech tonight were probably in a class of their own, to be 100% honest. Coming from two people that have been in the finals, the way that you spoke was just so absolutely insane. Your vote was 8-1. Do you feel like votes came your way because of how incredible you were in your speech, or do you feel like they were already kind of in your favor before that?
You know, there's most of this jury I anticipated would be voting 5-4 for Monty. So I went into this finale having not won part one or two of the HOH comp, feeling like I was just dead. I was dead meat. I was on my way out the door, and I'd be having to choose between Monty and Turner. And I, you know, we know when there are jury pieces that run in the show, I just kept imagining, what is that like? What are the conversations they're having? And there was no scenario where I could think that they would have a legitimate conversation about my game without feeling like they were guilty or voting for me out of guilt, or that my speech would be making them feel emotional and like they had no choice but to vote for me. So when it came to my speech and feeling like my game was lackluster compared to Monty or Turner, I realized all I had was my experience, my journey in this game. And I don't like pulling for sympathy. I didn't want to make people feel guilty, or like I wanted them to feel for me. I just wanted them to understand what my path in this game had been and how this path feels like something bigger for me, for Black women, for women, period. In the history of this game, women have a lot more battles to overcome than the men do. And in any case, I would be sitting next to a man. So I only could speak the truth. And when I speak the truth, I speak with a lot of fervor, as you know from some of my past speeches. So
I can tell you,
the only thing I had.
It was incredible. We were saying it's probably the best speech in Big Brother history. So just so you know, you changed, you reprogrammed the jury members and then said, hey, now that I've reprogrammed you, this is what you should be looking at. And by the way, I possess all those things and I can relate it to you. So you feel like this is a win as much as it is for me, as it will be for you. I wanted to tell you something, because I don't think anybody's told you this, and this is hard to do because you've already done a bunch of interviews. But just so you know, we just talked to Turner. And Turner was in the jury with the commercial breaks. And Turner said right out that during the break, the jury had told him after the round table, they had already collectively decided they were voting for you. Didn't know that, did you? Broke it here, Cody. We got something.
Yes.
That doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah, they saw it. The
people who were on that jury, it just seems like there are people who wanted like, resume, big moves. That's all that Terrence would talk about. Someone's gonna make a big move in this house. And you know, my move was survival. I didn't know if it would stand up.
Which is different than anything we had seen, but you did an incredible job of vocalizing it, because it was very easy. With the final question that came your way was like, you know, you're on the block five times. Some would say that that's a weak play. You vocalized it in a way that was like, yeah, it wasn't weak. And I'll tell you right now, I'm somebody in the past that would have been like, oh, she's just sat on the block. She got carried. But it was like, I was like, Taylor just absolutely abused. No disrespect to Monty in any way. But I just sat there and I was like, she just outclassed him in every aspect of every question and her final speech. I'm like, there's no way anybody votes for anybody but her. It was absolutely incredible. You brought a whole new light to playing the game, speaking. It just was. And your story was just never done before, to be quite frank. It was incredible.
No, you killed it. You killed it. Taylor, I wanted to ask you, because obviously I'm sure you're getting a lot of the same questions. Maybe you were already asked this, but after you won, Cody and I and a lot of other people in the BB community were really hard on Daniel and Nicole for their treatment of you. It wasn't right. It wasn't cool. We called them out for it in our interviews with them. But after you won, I saw Nicole pull you aside really quickly and start talking to you. And I could tell by your facial expression, it wasn't necessarily like a great conversation. It was something more serious. What did she say to you? And will you be talking to Daniel and Nicole, you know, as you start to come back down to earth in the outside world to kind of figure out what happened? But definitely, what did she say to you?
You nosy. Y'all are nosy.
We're observative. Hey, listen, we won for a reason.
Big Brother's always watching.
Oh, please. I need a break. No, Nicole pulled me aside and she just said, I love you. There's a lot of stuff happening outside, but you know what? I love you. I said, I'm sure there is a lot of stuff. I love you too. And I mean that. And, you know, I've been tipped off to some of the things that she said about me during her few weeks in the house, but because I've had time to process that and deal with it, you know, my experience moving forward with the things that have been said about me, it's going to be different from everybody else's perspective on it. I mean, their time to process it. So, you know, I think I had a friendship that was going to progress with Nicole, and I'm actually kind of bummed that it just didn't get there. And I think because she is owning her stuff, there's a chance for us to have a real connection again, because I really do like her as a person. Daniel, someone's gonna have to tell me, is Daniel owning up to his stuff? Is he like taking full transparency and accountability? Because if he's not,
I think ultimately he has to own it with you. He can say whatever he wants online. He needs to talk to you directly, and then he needs to publicly apologize.
I wholeheartedly, there it is. If you're going to come for me and then like, don't apologize to me silently and then do something else publicly. Like you came for me publicly, and he needs to do stuff publicly again.
Absolutely. So. But he also needs to do it to you as a man he has to talk to you directly and look you in the face and tell you the honest truth. And then, like you said, reflect that publicly. Cody, you want to take the final question?
I mean, not really a question, just more of a statement. I think the way that you held yourself the entire season after being ostracized early on, which was extremely difficult, and as two players that have played it, that's one of the things that I loathe about Big Brother and the way that people in the house treat other people. You were ostracized very like unjustifiably. You handled it with like class, and then you continue to move on with class. Then you had the Kyle situation. You handled that with class. You just continuously showed your heart in the season, and I just want to tip my hat to you because it was just incredible. You're extremely deserving of the win. I mean, kudos to you. You've made history tonight, and that's really all I want to say to it because it's going to be a whirlwind for you, but you were absolutely incredible.
Oh my God. Thanks so much, Cody. It means a lot coming from you and you too, Derek. You know, I've tried to do my research before coming in this game, and I felt like people would not be rooting for me because I come from the pageant world. It's real easy to be cast or seen as the hot girl that doesn't take this seriously. But the fact that I was able to let my heart show and let my intention show and it resonate with the fans and
people
were respecting the BB.
Girl, I was like, she's pageantry. She may come in with like an arrogance. People may not like that. And you proved me, you proved me wrong.
You broke the mold.
So good for you. You
broke the mold.
Hell yeah. I'll admit it right off the rip.
Taylor, you're one of 24 people to win this game. You're part of a very small community now. You're part of the family. It's we're all, you know, we all get along sometimes. Sometimes we don't. But you are a great representation of this season. Couldn't happen better the way it did. You're the biggest winner financially of all time. It's well deserved. Once again, welcome to the winner circle. We will talk to you again. I'm sure Tiffany's going to want to have a long interview with you. Yeah. We got it covered. You have a great night. It's well earned. Welcome to the winner circle. Welcome to the BB family. We will talk to you very soon.
Y'all have a good night. Thanks so much for everything, guys. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Taylor. Take care.